So quite the interesting week, how we go from nothing to something. We found out that Liv the Web Girl has a boyfriend. She was sleeping on that. We knew nothing about it.
I mean, what?
I know it all happened very, very fast.
Mm. Yeah, and speaking of fast, he met your mother yesterday.
Why would you have him meet your mom after how long?
So we went on our first date like a little bit over a month ago.
And we named him Jewel Daddy.
That's right.
Jewel, J-U-U-L.
Does your mom know what a jewel is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, because Liv says he likes to dabble in the jewels. Those jewels.
Mama C, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How is everybody?
We're good. We're just really interested in your daughter.
I know. Me too.
So you got to meet Jewel Daddy yesterday, Liv's boyfriend of a whopping 4 days, I think it is.
Almost as long as Alex's relationship. Yeah.
So how was that? Start out with your first impression.
I was very interesting because I didn't realize I was going to be like thrown into the pot like so quickly. But as soon as I pulled up, he pulled up also. So I thought, oh, okay. But I'll tell you what, first impressions, fantastic.
For a handshake?
I was gonna say a 10.
Yeah, what did he do? Did he shake your hand? Did he dab on you?
Hug
did he
you?
Do?
No. He just immediately, I'm a hugger. I typically hug people. And I went to shake his hand. I thought, 'cause I didn't want to intimidate him. And he just like gave me a big hug. And I thought, oh my gosh. I said, thank you so much. He was just such a warm, kind person.
So you think he was trying too hard is what you're saying?
You want to know something? You know what's interesting? In the past, normally I get the, like, don't embarrass me, that kind of thing. And there's normally a nervousness in my daughter, and there wasn't at all. She was totally calm, totally herself. And he was just very sweet. A sweet, kind guy.
How do you think they got so comfortable with each other so fast in such a short amount of time? I mean, they played a lot of Twister.
Alex!
No, I don't know about that. You know what's interesting? I think Olivia has probably finally learned what she's entitled to.
That's good.
Right, totally. And it was really great to see my daughter totally be herself. And he just was, and we spent several hours together.
Spent several hours? What did you guys do?
Yeah, what was going down?
We looked for another apartment possibly for Olivia to move into.
Does this one have roaches or no?
No, I know we were like saying that we wanted the ones with the least amount of roaches and and no other critters, no fruit flies or anything else.
Critters.
And so we went, and he was very level-headed about, you know, like, oh, I don't know, and just gave some great advice. And I was very impressed. He was very mature, I thought. Very mature, very level-headed.
Yeah, he's older than Liv. He is 28.
Correct. But even then, I think sometimes age and maturity don't really match, especially guys in their 20s. I mean, you can have a 28-year-old who's very immature and very, you know, self-centered and very egotistical, and, you know, they think they know everything. And
ain't that the truth?
Right?
So, Liv, how would you grade your mom on her meeting your boyfriend?
Yeah, did she embarrass you or
what?
Oh,
my gosh, no. My mom was a 10. My mom's always a 10.
So she didn't try to hit on him or anything?
Well, she did once. No, I'm just kidding. No, of course not.
You look like you need a back massage.
Not at all.
No Mrs. Robinson stuff going on.
No, and I left them alone one time and went to the bathroom. What happened there? What did you guys talk about, Mom?
Oh, you know what's interesting? And I sort of do this because it's sort of not really a test, but, you know, you just sort of let it get quiet and see if they get squirmy, you know, uncomfortable in the silence. And he was very confident to start a conversation. So, like, how often do you come up? And so I thought that was also very mature. And he was very comfortable with himself. And I just thought that was just awesome. So he wasn't I didn't feel like he was really trying to impress at all.
But
he did tell me some things. I thought he wanted to make sure that he hit Olivia's best interest in mind.
Oh, that's good.
I know it, right?
So did you think that it was too soon to be meeting Liv's boyfriend, or were you okay with that timeline?
Yes.
I'm totally okay. I met my husband, got engaged, and got married in 10 months.
Oh, Liv.
But don't you think that was like...
I'm just saying. So 4 days of dating and meeting me, I'm sort of like, hey, I mean, you know.
Let's get the show on the road.
I think the longer you wait, then I think then they're trying to hide something. I feel like if she is totally open with the relationship, then she shouldn't feel embarrassed about us meeting him and him meeting
Liv,
us.
Is there anything you haven't been open with your mom about in this relationship that she needs to know right now?
About him?
No, I've been open about everything. I've been super open and honest. He was married once. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
How many kids does he have?
I'm kidding. That's a joke. He hasn't been. But I've been super open and honest, and it's super weird because in all my past relationships, I normally hide everything from my parents. Like, if my parents are even like, oh, I hear you're dating someone, and I'm like, stop! Don't talk to me about it.
I'm gonna be a nun. I'm celibate.
It's none of your business. Like, and I won't bring them around for a really long time. Yeah. And I just don't tell them anything. And I've even like been broken up with like boyfriends before for months and like just not even told them. And but for some reason, I'm just pretty open.
Mama C, how do you feel about them being jewel junkies?
Crack me up.
Do you know what a jewel is?
I do.
Okay.
I don't like them, but I mean, you know, whatever.
What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we've heard
and you know something? I've got no skin in that game. That's his, you know, that's him. That's
yeah, he got her with the jewel. That's what we heard. Now, let me ask you this, Liv. Obviously, we've asked the hard-hitting questions of your mom and what she thought about Jewel Daddy. Did you ask Jewel Daddy anything about, you know, how he felt after meeting your mom?
Yeah, I asked him. And he was like, I think she's so great. She's so nice. And she was like, I think that she would get along super well with my family. And he was like, it just seems like our families are very similar. But he loved my mom.
Okay.
And thought it went super well.
You know, that's good. But you ask him the important question, which you got to kind of figure out.
What?
Like, what would he rate your mom like from a 1 to 10?
Oh, my gosh. So I asked him.
Oh, my God.
You have to ask that question.
I asked him that, and he was like, what? I'm not answering that.
Oh, that's not good. Like,
that means he got embarrassed because he knows
like,
you have a hot mom.
Your mom was a very lovely lady.
Oh, that's good.
But he wouldn't answer. He
went,
what?
He is a gentleman.
Oh, you got to be real. You got to throw a number out
there. Show me a picture of Jewel Daddy because Joe and I have never seen what he looks like.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
No, Joe met him.
Oh, you did?
Oh, that was the guy?
Yeah, you met Jewel Daddy.
Where?
I had a brownout that night. I was leaving Red Room.
At Red Room, not even when we were leaving, when we were there. You met him multiple times at Red Room that night.
I don't remember much about that night.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Let me find it.
Let me be the judge. You know, I'll tell the truth.
Oh, great. Alex will give him a 1.
I'll let the listeners know how good looking he really is. Comparing him to Liv's other boyfriends that she's gone out with, or the guys that she's met or brought around you that you've met, Mama C, how attractive was he, do you think?
Yeah, on a 1 to 10, how hot is he?
I mean, that's really awkward for me to say, but I mean, honestly, they're a very cute pair. They're a great pair together.
They balance each other out.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Come on. Totally. Don't look. Okay. Don't try to. Just give me a picture, Liv. You don't have to find the best.
I'm not swiping.
He is, you guys do compliment each other really well. He's got a little bit of a beard.
Alex thinks that he's ugly.
No, I
With
don't.
With that reaction, she's like, oh,
I do not think he's ugly.
But you know how like you see like those really attractive women who are with these like really homely guys
or
vice versa?
Yeah, that's my relationship.
It's like, and it's so funny. I'm thinking,
are you calling me homely?
No, I'm saying no because you're both not at all.
I think you guys balance.
Good looking.
Yeah, I think you guys balance each other out. But
I think he's so hot.
I think you're beautiful.
He's attractive. I think you're better looking than he is.
Oh, definitely.
But he is attractive.
So funny.
He is attractive though. But I think the Egyptian's hotter than me. So
I would agree. I'm not saying you're ugly. I'm saying he's an attractive dude. Like I'm not into
guys. I think
guys,
she's
but
out of her mind. I think she's more attractive than.
But
the
that
Egyptian.
Doesn't mean you're ugly. But
not that I don't think the Egyptian's attractive. I just think you're more attractive than the Egyptian.
Mama C, out of all your daughters, who's the hottest?
Oh gosh, they all are. They all are.
Now, Liv is your only daughter that is not married, right?
Yes.
Do you think she'll ever get married?
Mom.
Yes. I mean, it's her choice, but I think I look at marriage as a vocation, and I really believe that she's probably called into that vocation and not to be single.
Mm-hmm. We will see. All right. Well, Mama C, thanks for giving us kind of the inside scoop. That's crazy. So when's Mr. C going to meet the Jewel Daddy?
August the 18th.
The 19th is the date?
I'm just throwing it out there. They have a date?
Yeah, August the 19th. It's my goddaughter /niece's birthday party in Cincinnati, and I'm bringing him down to meet the whole family. He's going to meet all my brother-in-laws, all my sisters, my two nieces, my nephew,
you are
my
dad.
You're
officially moving faster than Alex.
Here's the thing. If you've got a good thing going and you know how much you care about a person, why wait around?
There, and that
Amen,
right there,
girl.
Life advice from Liv and Mama C.
Wow. Mama C, you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
You guys have a great day, too.
Bye.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
I love you, too, hon.
All right. I got your mom off the phone right now. What do you think? Is there anything you need to tell her?
No.
Okay. No, like she's not on the phone anymore.
Joe, literally, there is nothing. There is no, like, skeletons in the closet.
She was good. We ended on a good note. Don't ruin it for her.
We're very happy about that. Way to go.